It's Saturday morning at Urbana's Market at the Square, one of the largest farmers markets in Illinois. The market spans a portion of the parking lot of Lincoln Square Mall along Vine Street. Between 6,000 and 7,000 visitors browse among the dozens of vendors each weekend who peddle fresh produce grown in Illinois.
So there's 250, there's three. Last week seemed a little slow and steady.
John Chernis sells fresh produce that he grows on his farm. Clark McPhail is one of his regulars.
I've been buying stuff from John's market here, Blue Moon, for forever. And I always buy peas and green beans at this market over here.
With dozens of local farmers, the market offers more access to Illinois-grown food produce than neighboring grocery stores on any given Saturday between May and November.
Tonight may be a vegetarian night. So it may be beets, green beans, new potatoes.
Some of Clark McPhail's dinner comes from Blue Moon Farm about 12 miles away, an established organic farm that grows between 40 and 50 different crops. On a sunny day in May, Urbana's Market at the Square director, Lisa Braltz, pays a visit.
If you're buying produce, you're buying strawberries from somebody, then I have somehow verified, like the visit that we're doing today, that that item was grown by that farmer, so you can count on it being producer only.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
As part of today's visit, Lisa meets with John Chernis, owner of Blue Moon Farm. They tour the property and discuss the crops. Urbana's farmers market accepts only vendors within the state of Illinois. For John Chernis, local is relative.
The question is, to me, is what is your goal for buying that product? If it's flavor and taste, then wherever you need to go to get that specific flavor and taste. If it's about supporting your neighbor and building a stronger community, then it gets much closer.
For other markets, local may be limited to produce grown within an hour-long drive or as far away as two states.
I feel like the market's role, it's a gateway into local foods. And I also think that farmers markets are the only place anymore where farmers and eaters can have direct contact with each other.
That gateway was made easier for low-income families when Urbana's farmers market began accepting food stamp benefits a few years ago. Diana Bosterman learned about the farmers market from ads on TV. She learned about using her food stamp benefits from a social worker.
I like shopping at the farmers market and look at all the fabulous stuff they have over there. A lot of homemade things, the vegetables, the fruits.
Again, Clark McPhail.
Well, this is a great place to start. You can see the variety of things that are on offer, and the growers and the sellers, they're quite knowledgeable, and they can tell you how recently things were picked, how fresh they are. So, you know, it's a great place to be introduced to the marketplace.
For Illinois Public Media, I'm Pam Dempsey of CU Citizen Access.